today, as I share with you, and the particular emphasis for this month, it's an emphasis which we merge with today. And the emphasis for the month is, you will see it on your program, turn to the front of your program, you'll see it. The emphasis is on crossing border. And today, we are going to be looking at choosing Jesus. Time to cross over, choose Jesus. I want us to bear in mind the text that was read from the passage from Luke chapter 16, verse 25 to the end. 25 to the end, and the end is on page 5, which is verse 31. So that will be our focus text for today. So as we focus today on the crusade theme plus today's focus for the sermon, time to cross over, choose Jesus. I want to pay attention to the passage read from Luke chapter 16, verse 25 to 31. All of that is coming out of camping outside God's provision. Thank you very much for being here today. We welcome you in a very special way, as is extended by the Secretariat already. May you continue to come again and again. Lord, we ask you now to speak to your servants and speak to your people. Speak that we will hear you. Speak that we'll understand you. Speak that we'll do what you expect of us, so that our lives and our living will bring glory to your name. Those who are on the wrong side of Jordan, help them to cross over. And I pray, Lord, that we'll do so before it is too late. By choosing Jesus today, this we pray. In order name to the Father, but in the name of Jesus. Amen. In my reflection for today, I could not help but to think about the happenings of last week. For many persons, last week was a really dramatic week. A week that marked the end of the first month of the year 2020 was a week in which we had reasons for celebration, but we also had reasons for commiseration in the world. We also had reasons for consternation, so to speak. It was a week in which there was news about coffee, news about Kobe, news about coronavirus, news about earth tremor. Last week, Monday, we started that work week with celebration. Even as people received the news that a young woman at age 19, using the biblical theme of rapture, elevated to the Grammy in a helicopter. But then became sad. We heard that the same helicopter, the same kind of thing to travel in, an helicopter, also crashed, killing Kobe, a renowned basketballer, along with 8 other persons. And in the midst of celebration, there were many more questions than answers. Even as we ourselves wrestled with the plenty killing murders that have taken place in our country. So while they mourn the loss of Kobe and others, we ourselves in Jamaica and those in the United States and elsewhere, we also continue to mourn the death of many loved ones among us. And as if that is not enough, there are many persons who are frightened by the shaking of the earth, the movement of the earth. As we received a 7.7 earthquake, 7.5 destroyed Haiti in 2010. Well, because the epicenter was not so very close, maybe 80 plus miles away from Hanover, Lucy, we did not experience any kind of catastrophic disaster. But it could have been worse. And if that was not enough, people almost emptied the university hospital because of some news that the possibility exists that one or maybe 2 persons are suspected of having coming into contact with the virus, coronavirus. And many persons began to be fearful and scared about it. But all of that could be seen as signs of the time. Signs of the time have been here with us from ever since. There are things that happen to remind us that God is still in charge, that God has certain expectations of us, and that God shall return one day for us to give an account of how we have lived our life that God has blessed us with. And we were reminded in no uncertain ways that there's something that God expects of us that we need to do. So, every time we see these signs, we must remember to look up for our redemption draws nigh. We're reminded then today that God has made an offer to us as a part of our preparation to meet Him one day. An offer that we must be careful to make use of before it is too late to do so. For without receiving an offer, so to speak, we are camping outside of God's provision. We are on the wrong side of Jordan, and we need to cross over. And the only way we can cross over is to choose Jesus. For He is God's provision for our generation. As we read the story that is found in Luke chapter 16, which is our New Testament text, one of the things that we'll notice is that we did not start at the start of the story. For you know the story very well. We did not need to, for the emphasis today is on verse 28 more than anywhere else. That reminds us that the rich man found himself at a place of torment and did not want anybody else to come there, and wanted a message to go to his family that they would not come to this place of torment. For the rich man, it was eternally too late. But for those who did not die as yet, for those who are still alive, there was still time to cross over before it was too late to cross over. But that's what the text says. Too late to cross over. You can only cross over while you are still alive. While blood is still pumping through your vein and your heart is still beating, you still have the kind of frame of mind that can help you to make right decisions, to walk in the right direction. And so, this warning, which this man wanted to send to his family, is a warning that God, I believe, would want each of us to receive. A warning that comes to us in the form of a statement, time to cross over, choose Jesus. We don't know if Kobe was saved, but neither can we do anything about it again. We don't know how many of the persons who have been killed by murder are saved, but there's nothing we can do about it again. But we who are here can make use of the opportunity today to ensure that we are saved. That whether we die in our bed, die in accident, die by the gun or by the knife or by some kind of accident, that if we die, we die in Jesus' name. And we know that we have already crossed over the Jordan and to the other sides. I believe the Lord will want us to bear a few facts in mind as we are encouraged to cross over. A few facts in mind as we are encouraged to cross over. One, that God has made provision. Two, that God includes everyone. And three, that even as God includes everyone, then God will make the final decision. Provision for everyone, and God will make the final decision about our destiny. I want us to take these one by one, as we remind ourselves that it is time to cross over, therefore we need to choose Jesus. And the first one that we want to emphasize is that God has made provision. God has made provision. A provision that we may not experience condemnation. condemnation. Now, as you read the text itself, it is evident that there was somebody who was experiencing condemnation while there was somebody who was experiencing joy and eternal salvation. We did not start with where they were coming from. But you know very well where they were coming from. And we'll get there as we come to the second point. But the truth is that there was a man who was experiencing condemnation. He said where he was tormented. Interestingly, if you look at the passage carefully, that while this man did not have any physical existence, for he was dead, as earlier passage verses say, that despite of the absence of physical existence, there was something we call conscious existence. Conscious existence. Suggesting to us that there is a school of thought that we get from the Bible that even after, at the end of your physical existence, there is still conscious existence. Now we may ask, when will that be? The truth is that that is not our objective today, but just to state that we see where there is conscious existence based on what Jesus is saying in this, which is referred to some as a parable. That the man was still able to feel. He could feel the heat. The man was still able to reason. He could think sensibly. For he did not want anybody else, at least not his brothers, at least not his own family, to experience this unbearable torment that made him so desperate that the man he did not pay any attention to in his lifetime, even the man who had sores and could be a man with leprosy, could dip his finger in water and touch on his tongue to quench his thirst. Desperation because of who he wanted to do so. And desperation not because of what he expected to do so. A tip of water on his finger. It was a time of desperation. And it was so terrible that he did not want his brother to have that experience. Nobody from his family to experience that. So even if it meant sending somebody from the dead to tell them, anything, Father Abraham, anything, because this is unbearable. I want somebody to go and tell them, warn them. He had missed the opportunity to be warned. And he had missed the opportunity to warn others. He did not choose Jesus. And he did not get others to choose Jesus. The text will not tell you in any detail that this man did not choose Jesus. But you can reason with what you see in the text. If the man was in torment, the man could not have chosen Jesus. We can go to many texts. But let's take a popular one to confirm this. John 3:16. It is assurance that nobody who chooses Jesus will experience condemnation nor eternal damnation. It says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, shall not experience any form of torment, but shall have eternal life, shall experience joy and celebration. That this man did not choose Jesus is evident to the fact that this man found himself in torment, symbolic of condemnation. That there are two things I think I want to emphasize and then move on. And one of them is that if you really want to escape this kind of torment, then you need to choose Jesus. That the fact that he experienced torment is suggesting that he did not. But you can escape. He could not. For it was too late. Too late was his cry. Judgment come and mercy gone. But you can still experience God's mercy. You can still be saved by grace, a gift of God. That you cannot save yourself. But I want to emphasize that God has made salvation possible even through Christ Jesus and his redeeming love and the shedding of his blood for the remission of our sin and his resurrection from the grave so that we may have life and have it more abundantly. You can choose Jesus today, escape torment, escape condemnation, and be saved. That you have been given an opportunity is also to be emphasized. You are not here by error. You are here for a reason. And God knows why he allows you to hear the gospel all the time. All the time. That God has been speaking to you for a long time. And God is speaking to you today one more time. And the simple message is that God has made provision. It is time to make use of the opportunity and cross over by choosing Jesus. For a time will come when you want to cross over. And you'll hear that there's a great chasm or a great gulf fixed between you. And you cannot cross over. Choose Jesus today. Well, the second thing I want us to bear in mind is that God has made it possible for everyone to experience salvation. He considers everyone. Everyone. Everyone meaning that anybody who is here and anybody who is not here. Everyone meaning that if you have not yet done so, you need to make the choice. But also everyone meaning that those who have done so have a responsibility to bring the gospel to those who have not yet received them. Now I want us to bear in mind that God is trying to reach out to everyone, because the more persons who come to choose Jesus, the better will be the relationship that exists among us as human beings. The more persons who experience the love of God is the more persons who will share the love of God with each other. For one of the signs that we have chosen Jesus is that we just do not just lift up our hands in church, but we stretch out our hands whether we are in church or not in church. There's a sense in which the world worships when it gathers on a Saturday or a Sunday morning, but it does not worship when it leaves the church. A sense in which there's worship in the church, but not worship in the world. In the communities, in the workplaces, where we are, where we live. As soon as you experience salvation by choosing Jesus, there's a transformation that begins and takes place that we must be manifested in the way we live with each other. Now, this is a real emphasis in this story that we often miss. Because sometimes we focus a lot on the fact that this man was in hell. The man was not in hell because he was rich. The man was in hell because the man did not demonstrate the love of God. And if you don't demonstrate, it means that you don't experience it. If you don't shine for Jesus, it means that you don't know yet know Jesus. So you can glow for Jesus. You know, as I wrestle with the passage, and if you maybe wrestle with it, one of the questions you must ask is, why was this man in hell? What did he do that Lazarus did not do? And we can easily come to the conclusion that one was rich and one was poor, but it's wrong. For it is never said that a rich man cannot enter the kingdom of God. It says it is hard. It is hard for sometimes you can replace God with idolatry. You can worship the created rather than the creator. It is more important to you more than the creator. Now, one of the things I want to notice, if we can go back to the first part of the story, is that the poor man was camping outside of the rich man's gates. It seemed as if he was right there in the same condition for all these years outside the rich man's gates. Rich man may be emphasized because there is no excuse that you could not help the poor man. God blessed him with all the means. God blessed him with the ability, with the capacity to help this man. But did he help this man? There's a sense in which we can lift up our hands to praise the Lord. Nothing is wrong with that. Let's praise him. Let's say hallelujah. But God will not be happy with your praise until you stretch out that same hand that you lift up. Reach out that same hand to help people that are around you. To reach out to those that are around you. To help, to rescue the perishing, and to care for the dying. To help to reach those that you can very well help, but you refuse to help them. For you are so focused on yourself and your own achievement and your own joy and your own happiness, so to speak, that you forget that any hand that reach up to praise God should also reach out to worship God. So it seems as if the man died in his needs right at the rich man's gate. While in contrast, he used his money foolishly and selfishly. For every day he would dress up in brand name clothes. You don't see that? The scripture says he dressed in purple and linen every day. That is equivalent to what we call brand name today. Purple and linen was brand name. Purple was expensive. For it was expensive to get purple material. That would be some process that was expensive. And so it was only the rich who could really afford that. Purple was royal. Still referred to as the bishop or the royal thing today. And so he could, but he preferred to use that money to dress up himself in brand name clothes every day. And so, there's a sense in which he did not choose Jesus, for if he had chosen Jesus, would have helped those who also choose Jesus, and even those beyond who choose Jesus. If he had chosen Jesus, not only would he lift up his hand to celebrate, but he would stretch out his hand to help others to also celebrate. That Jesus made himself very clear that the greatest commandment, if you read some scripture, including Matthew 22, is to love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy strength, with all thy might, and thy neighbor as thyself. And these two hang all the law and the prophets. By the time of Jesus, the Jews had 513 commandments. For they used every letter in the 10 to make another one. But yet still, central to all of these is to experience the love of God in and through choosing Jesus so you can demonstrate the love of God. And so God has made it possible for everyone to choose Jesus so that regardless of your social status and regardless of your spiritual condition, he's available for you to choose him. So the fact that this man was rich did not prevent him from choosing Jesus, but he did not. The fact that Lazarus was poor did not prevent him from choosing Jesus, but it's obvious that he did. The fact that one of them was hellbound and one was heavenbound is not the reason why they did not choose Jesus. For if they had chosen Jesus, the man who was hellbound had chosen Jesus, is hell, he would have crossed over from a hellbound condition to a heavenbound condition. But it does not matter what you have in life. You have an obligation to choose Jesus. For Jesus has made it possible, whether you are rich or poor, Jews or Greek, bond or free, to be able to choose Jesus and cross over. For a time will come, as you are warned in Luke 16, that you shall not be able to cross over. For it is a time of too late. The time to cross over is now. Choose Jesus today. Choose Jesus by making use of God's provision. Choose Jesus, for there's a place in the kingdom for everyone. Choose Jesus and escape eternal damnation. Choose Jesus and ensure that you are part of the unity that God makes possible in and through this choosing of Jesus. So it may live as the Lord would want us to live and hear, well done. But there's one final thing. One final thing I believe the Lord lays on my heart. That you must bear in mind that there's God's provision. You bear in mind that God has made salvation possible for everyone. But bear in mind that God has a final say in all matters. He makes the final decision. Last say in all matters. For he determines your eternal destination. Eternal destination. We don't have to go around the bush to see that there are two different eternal destinations. That there's a physical existence, and the end of that you go to the grave. That part of you remains there. But there's a part of you which is the conscious existence that is also the eternal existence. And there are two destinations for your eternal existence. One is a place of comfort, described as the bosom of Abraham, and the other is an eternal existence, described as a place of torment that is unbearable. Unbearable. Now, the truth is that God has no choice but to give you what you work for, what you choose. Every person that God has created has just one power, even if you have no other power. And nobody can take away that power from you, regardless of your social condition. And that power is the power of choice. If you don't choose Jesus, then you have made your own choice. So there were those in Revelation, for example, who chose Jesus despite the threat of death upon their life. They rather to die at the sword more than to reject Jesus. And so they choose Jesus no matter what the cost was. It's not always easy to choose Jesus, but it's always possible to choose Jesus. Don't you think Nicodemus would have known that very well? We're not sure if Nicodemus ever chose Jesus. But he admired Jesus, we know. For there's nothing in Scripture in John that says he chose Jesus. He chose to help to buy the spice to bury Jesus. That's the last thing we heard. But to try to appease God is not about choose God. Because there are many who do things to appease God, but they don't choose God. There are persons in the world will give money to the church and tend it to if they have it. But they still don't choose God. I said, God, you have to just not too angry with me because see me, I get something there. I get a little thing. But the best gift you can give God is your heart. Give me your heart and I will give you my Father's everlasting kingdom. So it's not an appeal for you to appease God. So God don't too angry with you. It's good to do these things and praise God for you. But you need more than just appeasing God by doing something good for God. You need to make a deliberate choice to make Jesus your choice. Or else, your eternal destination may be torment. Like the rich man. And so, you are called to choose Jesus. For in the long run, whether you choose Jesus or not, there is really no excuse for not choosing Jesus. No excuse. There could be no excuse given by the rich man. For he had his opportunity, but he chose not to choose Jesus. It's really the same for all of us, that there's really no excuse. And I want to close, before I come to my conclusion, this part by saying, that there are some people who will teach us that God will not make his people and punish them in torment. Well, I agree. For God will never punish you unless you choose to experience it. Put it this way. Would you want to serve a God that if you plant corn, you may not be able to reap that corn? A God will not give you what you deserve. So if you experience Christ Jesus and experience salvation, that he is not true to his promise, we'll just look at you and say, all right, Robert Campbell, me not too like you, so you not get what you deserve. God must be just. God must be fair. So while God is gracious and merciful, God was also a God of justice and must be fair. In our lifetime, God gives us the opportunity to experience His justice and His grace and His mercy. But there will come a time when this will be over, and every man, every woman, every boy, and every girl must be rewarded according as your work shall be. Put simple, God will not punish you. You choose punishment. Now, is it that God gives you eternal life? You choose eternal life. God makes it possible. It's always available. It's like somebody stretch out a gift to you. Take it, take it, take it. And every day it's stretched out to you. But you walk past. You insult the giver. You don't pay attention to the giver. But God this morning is still stretching out that gift. Take it. But will you refuse it one more time today? Or will you take it today? Choose Jesus. Cross over. Cross over from where you are on the side of Jordan where Moses did not cross. The side of Jordan, which is the promised land. From the side of torment to the side of comfort. For when this life is over, it could be like you die like Kobe. In the midst of your celebration like coffee. It could be that the next time that earthquake come, we might not be so lucky. It could be that some means coronavirus comes to Jamaica and many may die. But if you choose Jesus, you'll be on the right side. Amen.